Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to Big Q&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. This is the show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Hi, I'm Pastor Caden. I'm your host for today. I'm the pastor of the Brighton and Merrows Park Seventh-day Adventist churches here in Adelaide, South Australia. And it's always a wonderful privilege to be able to spend this time with you. This week, we are continuing our theme, Steps to Loving Jesus. What an important theme this is. And the big question that we're asking today is, speaking to God, is it possible? Speaking to God, can we actually speak to God ourselves? You know, many people do wrestle with this question. Is this possible? Would God want to listen to me? Does he have time to listen to me? And does he want to have a real personal experience with us? You know, that's what we're going to be looking at today and exploring today. We're going to be looking at what the Bible says about prayer. We're going to be talking to a few people about what prayer means in their lives. And we're going to see what God wants to do with us. And to help us explore this important topic, and to share a number of personal stories regarding the power of prayer, I'm joined this evening by two very special guests. We're privileged to have with us in the studio this evening, Rui and Naomi. Welcome, Rui and Naomi. How are you?
Really good, thank you. It's so great to be here, and hello to all the listeners.
Hello. It's an honour to be here.
Yeah, so Rui, you're not from local here in South Australia, are you?
No, I'm from the Great North.
The Great North. Where exactly is that?
Mid-New South Wales.
Oh, mid-New South Wales. Wonderful. Yeah, and we're just so honoured to have you here. Tell everyone, what's your purpose here in Adelaide?
Well, we're here to run a series of lectures. My wife is a doctor and a herbalist and a nutritionist, and she's running some health talks with the intent of helping people develop better health, and also people who have serious illness. She's giving them recipes and programs so that they can deal with that more effectively. And I deal with the spiritual side of people's lives, trying to help people to get their lives more spiritual and connect with God more deeply.
Yeah, right. And Naomi, you've been attending these programs, haven't you? They've been good?
Oh, it's amazing. We had the first weekend last weekend, Friday night and Saturday, and it's in the city at Adelaide Seventh-day Adventist Church, Adelaide City, and that's at 82 Angas Street. That's A-N-G-A-S, Angas Street, just on the same street from the Central Markets. And the final weekend is this weekend, and you mustn't miss it. Listeners, if you happen to be in Adelaide this weekend, Friday night at 6 o'clock, we'll be starting with a wonderful health talk by Dr. Rachel, Rui's beautiful wife, and that's at 6 o'clock, and that's going to be all about healthy weight management. And then she's got several other programs on the Sabbath, which is optimizing the mind health and amazing antioxidants. And then Rui is going to be speaking as well on the Friday night at 7 o'clock, the ugliest picture of God. And I'm going to be coming back to that, Rui, to ask you to explain that to us. And then on the Sabbath, it's The Rise of the Dragon, fantastic title, and Forever Young. And yeah, if you happen to be in Adelaide, please come along. And if you're not in Adelaide, there is actually a Facebook page where people can find out all your dates, isn't there, Rui?
There is. If you type the name Rui Coelho on Facebook, we post our dates and our programs there about 2 weeks before they happen, and we advertise there. And I have several friends who also post on there, so there'll be a link there as well.
Mm. And that's spelt R-U-I is Rui, R-U-I, and Coelho is C-O-E-L-H-O. That's C-O-E-L-H-O. And then you can find where they are in Australia with the next program if you're not happening to be in Adelaide.
Yeah, well, I'm sure if you're one of our regular listeners, you know Naomi full well. Naomi's, what are you doing here, Naomi? Just tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, I'm from Western Australia, and I used to be an actress and a yoga teacher, but now I'm here in Adelaide and I'm working full-time as a community chaplain Bible worker. And I also have a beautiful show on Friday night with my cousin Emily, And that's called Eden to Eternity, which is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And tomorrow we will have your beautiful wife on there. Dr. Rachel will be talking to us about cancer. Don't miss that. It'll be wonderful.
So tonight we've got Ruri, and tomorrow we have
Dr. Rachel,
the star of the show, as I'm told.
So that'll be amazing, yeah.
That's just wonderful. So, yeah, do you want to just tell us, Ruri, is this something you do full-time? Are you evangelist full-time, or is this something on the side?
Yeah, we have jobs. Rachel has a surgery, and she has 4,500 patients. So, it's not always possible to get away. But we, at least once a month, we go away for 2 weekends, and we stop our work, and we are self-funded evangelists, so we share the message. We're not paid by any church. We do it out of love for God and love for people. And, yes, we do that constantly now. For instance, till the end of the year, we're completely booked out every weekend.
Really? And yes. You're going around Australia?
Everywhere around Australia, yes.
Have you been overseas with this?
We have. I've been all over the world. I've been to Romania. I've been to Spain. I've been to Italy.
Really?
I've been to 7 or 8 African countries. I've been to Papua New Guinea, the Philippines. I've been everywhere running programs.
Wow. What an incredible opportunity that is.
How wonderful that is. And tonight we really want to talk to you about where you came from, how you got here. And we're also going to be talking about the privilege of prayer. Last week, for those of you who are listening, we had the beautiful book Steps to Christ, which was our giveaway. And tonight we're actually delving into chapter 11 if you've on that beautiful book, which is called The Privilege of Prayer. And I really want to know, I think, from both of you, Pastor Caden and Ruri, I would like to know later on, we'll just delve into what's in this chapter, but then also I want to ask both of you about your life and how prayer has helped you. Because a lot of people don't really know how to pray, and they don't know that maybe they've never prayed. I know for myself, I'd never really prayed as an adult until I sort of really had to. I was put on the spot in front of different things that I was doing in a program we were doing. And there's a wonderful quote in chapter 11 which says, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. And that's really beautiful, isn't it, to let us know that how we speak to God is how we would speak to a friend.
But let's just say that again to make it sink in. Say that one again.
Prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm. That's a beautiful quote, isn't it? Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
And so, yeah. It's that friendship relationship that God desires to have with us. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we've got some great stuff going on tonight.
Mm, yeah. Really beautiful. And it also says, in order to have a spiritual life and energy, we must have an actual relationship with our Heavenly Father, because our minds may be drawn towards Him and we think about on His words, His mercies, His blessings. And that's really interesting to me, because a lot of the times we might think, I want to pray for this, I want to ask for that. But I think the first thing is really to pray thanks and gratitude. What do you think, Ruri?
Well, I have children, and I love to give my children things. And sometimes I spoil them. And it's the privilege and honour of a father to give their kids something. But what a privilege and what an honour when your daughter comes to you and says, Dad, she hugs you and just says, I love you.
Wow.
We have the connection. God is the ultimate lover. Mm. We were created in His image, and we have all His emotional DNA. Broken as it is, we still have the remnants of His DNA. Mm. And God is hypersensitive, so He feels that too. So when we come and thank Him for something, we are praying in a different realm altogether. Mm. We are now praying in the divine realm, and He is touched deeply by our love for Him.
That's so true. In fact, I was reading in this chapter this week where it tells us that when we pray, God doesn't come down to us. He elevates us up to Him, which is beautiful, isn't it? It's really beautiful. And there are certain conditions upon when we should pray, and especially answers to prayer. This is always a big topic. People ask Emily and I, when we're out in the community, they often ask us, well, I've prayed, but I didn't get an answer. So I think that's really interesting, isn't it, Pastor Caden? Because it can be a no, a yes, or a wait. Have you found that in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I've certainly found there's been times where I've prayed, or people I know have prayed, and they've got answers almost straight away. But there's other times where they haven't got the answers straight away, and then sometime down the track, whether it's a few hours, days, weeks, even years, then the prayer is answered. And it's interesting. Sometimes the prayer is answered like we've prayed, or other times God's worked something else out that we had no idea about, and he's figured everything out in a different way that's even better than what we prayed in.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it takes a while. We don't know what God is actually doing behind the scenes. Sometimes he actually needs to do stuff behind the scenes, work upon people, work upon us, orchestrate things to happen. But yeah, I know a gentleman at one of my churches, you know, he just really wanted his children to become followers of Jesus and to start coming to church, and he prayed for 40 years, and just last year he came at the front of church and he said, my prayers have been answered. After 40 years, my daughters are going to church now. And you know,
praise
he was
God.
Praying for 40 years. He could have gave up. That's a long time.
Yeah.
But you know, the promises of God are true, that the Lord rewards those who diligently seek him.
Mm. Well, I know for my dad, he prayed for me for many years, and it really, he's passed away now, but he'll be very surprised in the second coming when I'm standing there. I can tell you he'll be quite shocked and thrilled. Have you ever had any answers to prayer, Rui?
I've had many answers to prayer.
Well, I really want to hear some of those. I think that we have a book. Is that right, to give away for the listeners? And it's a beautiful book.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this one. This is a real ripper. And this is called Messiahs. This is quite a beautiful pocketbook, actually, but it's quite a lengthy book with its contents, but it's put into pocket form, and it's just great to be able to take with you wherever you go, transport, to work, to play, to study, you know, wherever you're going. It's something where you can just fit into your case, your backpack, whatever it is, and bring out to read. This is Messiah, and this is a story about the life of Jesus. And let me just tell you a bit more about it. It actually takes on the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and combines them in chapter form. And so it puts all the Gospels together, puts into the order of events that are there. And it's like a devotional book that we read. And through this book, Messiah, we can get insights into the life of Jesus and why he was here on earth, his ministry, and his salvation that he came to give us. And so it's going through the stories of Jesus, the gospel story, and it's portrayed, it's written so vividly where you just feel like you're an eyewitness of what is actually transpiring there through the beautiful events of Scripture. And so it'll grow your understanding of Jesus, it'll deepen your understanding, and it'll really help you get to know Jesus more. So this is the Messiah, and today we're offering it for free, and we want to give it to you for free. We want to deliver it to you for free to your door, and all you need to do is request it. And to do that, you just text in a code to our phone number, our drive time number, and we can send you this book. The code that you need to text in is SA324. That's SA324. And you text that into our drive time number, 0488 808 11. That's 0488 808 11. And all you do is you text in the code SA324 to that number, and then we'll get a few more details from you via our robots, who will text you back. And we'll send you this book entirely for free. We don't want anyone to miss out on this book. This is just a beautiful, high quality book, Messiah, talking about the life of Jesus, going through the stories of the gospel in order from the first stories that we find in the gospels right down to the very, very end. And this can be yours for free. All you need to do is text in the code SA324. and you text it into 0488 808 11. And by the way, as we're going through our program today, if you have any questions or comments, or you'd like to just message in from wherever you are, we encourage you to text that number and to just share a bit about you. We'd love to hear from you. And so, again, you can just text this number, 0488 808 11. And, yeah, you can tell us your thoughts, your feedback. Do you agree? Do you disagree with what we're saying? What's your experiences? We'd love to hear from you. But maybe now we'll go to the music. And this is a beautiful classic. This is Sweet Hour of Prayer by Daryl Sawyer.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all seasons of distress and grief. My soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. By there. sweet hour of prayer.
That was Sweet Hour of Prayer. Wasn't that beautiful? By Daryl Sawyer. And, you know, that goes along with our theme very beautifully. For today, this is Drive Time Big Q&A. You're listening to Faith FM with Pastor Caden, our special guest Naomi and Rui. And, yeah, this week we're looking at the theme of Steps to Loving Jesus. And our particular topic for tonight, our big question, is speaking to God. Is it possible? And I'm just so conscious that for many people, whether they're just beginning in their faith or their walk with God, or whether they've been with God for years, sometimes the idea of speaking to God Himself can sound a bit intimidating or mysterious. You know, is it really possible? Can I really talk to Him? Does He really hear us when we pray? And if so, how should we speak to Him? How should we talk to Him? And so today, to help us to unpack this question more, we've got Naomi and Rui to share a bit about what God means to them and how they pray in their lives and what the Bible says about prayer and the invitation that God has for each of us. So, Naomi, may I hand it to you to lead this?
Absolutely. One of my favorite scriptures, Pastor Caden, is actually of Philippians 4:6, and it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And that's about gratitude, isn't it, Rui, to have that?
Yes, it is.
Mm. And I think that's what we always need to remember, like, you know, when we wake up in the morning, and you don't have to kneel down. For those of you who've maybe you've never prayed before, maybe you don't know how to pray, it's simply like you would talk to a friend. Instead of texting someone in the morning or going onto social media, just simply saying five things you're grateful for. And that's a prayer. You don't have to be formal about it. It can be, you know, "Dear God, I just thank you for another day. I thank you for the comfortable bed. I thank you for being my God." And it's such a beautiful, beautiful text. Now, we have Rui with us, who, if you just joined us now, we were talking about how he's from New South Wales, but originally you are from, you're Portuguese, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And Rui's here delivering a series of seminars at in the City Church at 82 Angus Street, Adelaide City Seventh Adventist Church, with your beautiful wife, Dr. Rachel. Can you tell us, I'd love to know, how did you get here? Like, where did you begin? Tell me a bit about yourself for the listeners.
Well, when we arrived in Australia, we went to school here, learned how to speak English, and I picked up a habit of, I had a teacher who taught me how to play the guitar, and very soon I found myself in a band. So by the time I was 16, we were in a band, we were writing original songs, we were doing a lot of singing everywhere, and an accident happened to one of the band members, and we had been close friends for years. And so out of respect for him, we finished the band. Mm. All of a sudden, I had an emptiness in my life, and I started to pray. I've always believed in God, but I started to pray, and I found my way into Christianity in a big way. And I still picked up a guitar, and I sang in the streets of Sydney, in the Blue Light District in Sydney, where there's a lot of people who are damaged. And I used to sing there, and I had some girls who used to give up books and that sort of thing. So I always had God in my life. And then we settled after my marriage and everything, we settled in a big church, and it was a church with about 1,200 people.
Wow.
And, you know, in those sort of churches, you kind of lose your identity because you're one of the crowd. And Rachel and I were kind of like, after sitting there for many years, you know, we had young kids, so it was fine for the young kids. They could find friends among them and all that. But we were missing something, and we decided we were going to pray that God would give us something to do. Hmm. We didn't know what. I was lecturing at the time as a university lecturer in the field of leadership and management. And we thought, well, we're going to start praying. And we started praying that God would give us direction. And we also started to fast, which is an unusual thing because I like my food. I don't like to miss out on food. But the Bible says that some things you need to fast for. So we started fasting. And I remember this one Saturday, we decided to fast that Saturday and commit everything to God. And I received a phone call from the minister that evening, and he said, "I'm coming to your place on Wednesday. Is that okay?"
Is that normal? Would he normally do that?
No, that's normal. That's not normal. I've never had a visit from a minister at all. Anyway, so he came and we made dinner for him, and after sharing dinner with him, he just looked at me and said, "I want you to come to Kenya and run a mission." And that was a really strange request.
Wow.
It's not something I've ever done before, but out of nowhere. And that was a complete answer to prayer. My wife recognized it as such because she was more worried about me not having something to do than herself because she's a busy person.
And so what was your answer when he said, "You go to Kenya"?
Oh, my wife said yes. Me, I'm an aerophobe. I don't like to fly, so I wasn't super keen. But
so
she
you
said,
had to pray for the flight?
Yes, I wasn't super keen, but she said yes. Anyway, we ended up in Kenya, and the pastor has booked this stadium, and he's in the stadium. And it's a funny thing because he's in a stadium, but he got very few people in a stadium. He put me in a slum, which is a very, very poor area, and I have like 3,000 people showing up that evening, and I've never spoken in as an evangelist before. So
just to let everyone know, you're not a minister.
I'm not a minister. No, I'm not trained.
No.
I was always in learning and development, and I always used to deliver training classes and that sort of thing.
But not in theology, no. So he comes to your house, says you should go, your wife says yes, you're on a plane, and then you're in the slums of Kenya. What happens next?
First night comes, you know, I was worried about all the equipment because it's Africa. It's not like sophisticated. All the wires are tied up together by hand and then there's a few bit of sticky tape. And I'm worried about this thing and every possible thing that could go wrong goes wrong.
What do you mean?
We have a herd of pigs that runs through the presentation, the front, and knock over all the speakers and ripped some of the wires and disconnected everything. And I'm sitting there going, wow. So then they connect all the wires and we're ready to go. They've been singing for 2 hours and I'm ready to go. And the rain comes down and washes the whole thing out.
No.
So my 3,000 people walk away.
And what do you do?
I'm sitting there going, oh. Somebody pats me on the shoulder and says, "Don't worry, there's always tomorrow." So I come back tomorrow. This time I spent a few hours at night praying for this actual program and missed out on some sleep. But even when I couldn't sleep, I rolled in my bed and just prayed.
Wow.
Talk to God about
what would you say? Tell us what you'd say.
In the first night, I said, "Well, Lord, I don't know why this happened, but there must be a reason. The reason I don't know, but it was really stressful on me, and please don't do it again."
So you can speak to God like that,
well,
right? Having a conversation.
You just read out of your book that prayer is talking to God as you would to a friend.
Yeah.
I talk to my friends that way. We have honest relationships, and honest relationships means that sometimes we have to tell people we're not happy about certain things.
Yeah.
It's part of loving and being loved.
And, of course, God knows that, but we have to come to him, don't we?
We do. We do. So this goes – next night I've prayed. This time I'm fired up. You know, I've missed my first night. My prophetic presentation's gone. Now I have to rely on my second presentation. And guess what happened?
I don't know.
It was washed out again. And the funny thing is that the day had been quite good and all of a sudden we got rain. Oh. And by this time I'm looking at the guys who've organized and they're looking at me going, oh, there's something wrong here. Oh. Anyway, this happened the third night as well.
No way.
And by this time God and I are not on super friendly terms because I'm letting him know exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
So I have this conversation. I say, so you brought me all the way from Australia here. I didn't invite myself. Somebody came to my house and invited me out of nothing. So I assume it was your voice. Then I get on a plane, come over here, pay my money, because it cost quite a significant to run a mission like that. Cost us a lot of money, about $14,000, that mission. And now I'm seeing all that stuff being washed away.
Are you questioning if you should have gone, or is there an element of trust there?
No, I'm just thinking, I don't know what's happening. Yep. I haven't gone down this road before.
Great.
So then I show up on the fourth night. By this time, I'm not asking God to do anything. I'm just saying whatever happens, happens.
Brilliant.
I'm yours. And I remember that hymn that says, ready to be used, live out thy life within me. I'm ready to be used by you or not be used at all.
Wow.
And I remembered praying that prayer, and a rainbow came over the ground. It was raining all day, and a rainbow came over the ground, and I preached, and there was Muslim ladies, I remember the hijabs and everything, and there were atheists in the ground, and there were all sorts of people, and I preached on the truth of the Sabbath rest, that we can rest in Jesus like he rested in his first week, and we can rest in his finished work. And 640 people came forward and gave their lives to God. And I'm in shock, and God is saying, what did I tell you? And I'm going, okay, I get it now.
Mm. And so, What do you get?
I got the fact that it's his time.
Yeah.
And it's his program, and that I'm a conduit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the centerpiece of the program. He is, and I need to learn that every time something goes wrong and every time everything falls apart, that ultimately – he's the programmer.
Mm.
I'm only a conduit.
So God is in control.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's incredible. One of my favorite verses is, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And that's an absolutely beautiful verse. And, often with that story, what would you have done, Pastor Caden? Would you have given up? Would you have been in tears? What would have happened?
Oh, I could probably relate to you, Rui. I probably would have been having some hard conversations with God. But, I just appreciate that verse you just read, Naomi, because it's an invitation, isn't it, by God?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something where we have to take the initiative ourselves and accept this opportunity to come to him, to seek him, to find him.
Mm.
And we used to play the game hide and seek when I was a young kid. Mm. And, you have to actually do something. Jesus said many times that the kingdom of God is like a treasure wanting to be found, and it's right there, but we have access to it. We just need to go and take it.
Mm. And remember, there is the other side of it, which is Satan. And he's going, well, hang on a minute. How come you're letting Rui into heaven? How come you're helping Pastor Caden or Naomi? They don't even pray to you. They don't even talk to you. So we have to do an action. We have to actually be active in prayer, because it is a relationship. I mean, I wouldn't go into someone in the street and say, hey, can you lend me your car? I could say that to Pastor Caden, perhaps, because I know him. We work together. So have you found, Rui, in your life that prayer is the answer?
Absolutely. I'm not a great sleeper. I was a great sleeper when I was young, but I'm not one now. So a lot of nights I spend a lot of time awake. So when you're awake and you don't want to wake up the whole house, you haven't got very much to do. So I sit there and pray.
Yeah.
I talk to God. I talk about the things that I want to do, the things that I'd love to do, the paths that he's taken me through. I like to spend some time in prayer just thanking God for all the things that he's given me, because one of the things that I've learned with being in some of the poorest countries in the world is how privileged we are.
Yeah.
And we don't thank God enough. I've seen poverty. I've seen the little children with the swollen stomachs.
Mm.
I've seen all that. And we don't recognize how privileged we are and how blessed we are. So one of my prayers every day, usually I have several prayers, but one of them I make sure that I ask God for nothing and I just thank him.
Mm.
And I do that because sometimes we use God to get stuff.
Like a shopping list.
That sort of thing, and we don't. we don't spend enough time thanking him.
Yeah, and reading the Bible, because it's often, you know, a lot of people that I'm meeting in Adelaide, oh, they don't have a Bible or they don't know how to read it. But, you know, I often say, well, start in Psalms. It's such a beautiful chapter, all the Gospels. So we learn about, you know, if we spend an hour quietly in the morning, in the quiet of the morning, which is when Jesus would go into a quiet place. He showed us the example and he talked to his Father. He would come back with instructions. You know, these are the disciples I'm going to choose, or we're going to go, I have to go through Samaria, or I have to go to Galilee. Why is that? Because the Father told him, right? So, you know, I'm sure that the angels must wonder why we don't pray without ceasing when it's just waiting there for us. Because, you know, the fact that God is wanting to give us so many things from him, the actual petitioning him to actually have the grace and the patience, the love in our heart to pray for those types of things rather than just things, right? Stuff.
You know, it's interesting when you look at research that's been done on Christianity, and when they survey people to see how much people are praying, reading the Bibles, going to church, all that sort of thing. It's interesting when the prayer thing comes up, that's always the lowest. And they've actually found that less than half of Christians, on average around the world, less than half of Christians, and it fluctuates from country to country, they don't actually have regular prayer time with God personally. And we're sort of suggesting today that prayer is where you get the strength and power in your Christian walk. It's sort of like my computer being connected to the power source. Without the power source, the computer's not going to go too well. And so prayer is like the power source for a Christian. If we're not connected to the power source, that is God, we're not going to be able to survive and live as Christians in this world.
It's no wonder then that a lot of us, our lives are falling apart. There's a beautiful quote here in The Privilege of Prayer, the chapter 11 of Steps to Christ. It says, "Our Heavenly Father waits to bestow upon us the fullness of his blessings. It is our privilege to drink largely at the fountain of boundless love." What a wonder it is that we pray so little when God is ready and willing to hear the sincere prayer of the humblest of his children. And yet there is much reluctance on our part to make our wants known to God. And that's not our, it's our needs, isn't it? Of that's what we need to pray for.
Absolutely. We also need to remember that God is the CEO of the universe. He's got a busy schedule. If you were to look onto his schedule and you think about the 7 billion people on this planet, he has to meet all their needs. Yes. Now, what a privilege to know that the God who's so busy, the King of the universe, takes time to spend with me. I mean, that's an amazing privilege. And if we keep that in mind, then we know if he takes time for me, then I need to take time to make that hour that I spend with him meaningful and deep and connected, because that's where we find that deepness, that presence that we're looking for, all looking for in our lives.
Yeah, and it's not just about I've got a friend and she will write all her prayer requests on the left-hand side of the page, and on the right, she writes when she has answers to prayer, because quite often we forget, don't we? We forget what's happened. In fact, just the other day I was praying because I've had all these things happen with my car that I've got here, and I was going to have to spend $4,000 to actually to get it fixed. And one of our very wonderful Bible study friends, Bev, she said, "Oh, you got to see this guy, Frank. He's fantastic." So I went there, and he said, "No, you don't have to spend that amount. We only have to do this. The other stuff, it's fine. Your car's just like my mum's car. It's fine. You'll be okay." And when I went back in the afternoon to pick it up, and I'd been praying about it, right, about how I would pay for it, and I went to pick it up, and he said, "Don't use the credit card. Just do a direct debit because it's cheaper." So I go into my bank account, and there is money that I didn't have the day before. Somebody had put $1,000 in my bank.
Really?
And you know how much the bill was? $960.
Really?
Now, that just happened on Tuesday, so that's a couple of days ago. The power of prayer, I can tell you a million stories, but I know that God is real and he's just waiting for us to pray. and he will answer our prayers.
So looking at our question for today, which is speaking to God, is it possible? I think we all agree, absolutely it is possible. In fact, God, we're talking about God's inviting us to come to him, come to the fountain of love and to drink from it. And so speaking to God, is it possible? Absolutely it is. And anyone at any time can do it. And it's as the book said, opening your heart to God as to a friend. Isn't that beautiful?
Absolutely. And I think for you, Rui, your life, from what I can understand, has been this amazing journey from coming to Australia and then, you know, being in a rock and roll band and then with your beautiful wife and you became a Christian saying, okay, God, we want to do something for you. And then the minister comes and tells you to be go to Kenya and be an evangelist. Now you're in Australia because at that time it was because of COVID, was that right?
That's correct. When COVID came along, it turned our world upside down. All of a sudden, we went from travelling overseas three times a year and doing, you know, speaking to these large crowds, and you know, during those years, we baptised over 20,000 people. So we had a lot of excitement and a journey. And then all of a sudden, COVID comes along and stops that whole thing. And we said, well, we need to do something here in Australia. And we thought, well, where do we do it? And so we started in a small town that we had. We started a fellowship. And by fellowship, I meant that it wasn't a particular religion. We just invited anybody who wanted to come and sing some songs. And we were going to have a presentation and then we're going to have a meal. And we started to get about 140 people from the town coming. And they were not spiritual people. They were people who had never darkened the door of a church. But because it was in a public hall and we weren't calling it a church, all these people started coming. So we thought, we can do this. And from that, then people started asking to come around Australia and do some of the stuff that we do. And now we do this full-time in Australia. But our ministry overseas has not stopped. What I did is, instead of going myself, I use all those funds that we used to save up. And I've employed people overseas.
Wonderful.
I've got evangelists in Kenya, in Uganda. I've got people in several other countries, and they do a wonderful job for us, and they do the work that I used to do.
Wonderful. And if people want to get in contact with you to perhaps come and speak in their town, it's your Facebook page. Is that right, Rui?
Yes.
So they go to your Facebook page, which is Rui Coella, which is R-U-I-C-O-E-L-H-O, and that's Rui Coella, and he can then come and speak in your town or your church or maybe your community hall.
Thank you so much, Rui. Naomi, dear friends, don't go anywhere. We're just going to have a song now before we come back, and we're going to talk about if prayer is possible, how do we go about doing it? What are some practical ways that we can start praying to God? So don't go anywhere, but we're going to come to a song now, and this song is Nearer My God to Thee by Rebecca Moller.
Steps unto heaven, all that thou sendest me, in mercy give. Angels to beckon me, nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. Then with my waking thoughts, bright with thy grace, out of my stony griefs, Bethel I'll raise. So by my
Isn't that a beautiful song, Nearer My God to Thee? And God wants us to get very near to Him, to be close with Him, to have that friendship with Him. Dear friends, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A, with Pastor Caden, our special guest this evening, Naomi and Rui. Today we're looking at the important question, speaking to God, is it possible? But before we go to that, we have our final opportunity to accept a free offer for tonight. Dear friends, you don't want to miss out on this beautiful pocket-sized book where you can take with you wherever you go. This book's entitled Messiah. If you want to get to know Jesus more, this book goes through all the Gospels, puts them all together in the events that take place, and goes from chapter to chapter looking at the story, the life of Jesus. If you want to get to know Jesus more, to develop that friendship with Him, we encourage you to request this free book that will send you, delivered to you for free. A number of people have already taken it, and we've got more to give out. So all you need to do to get this book is to text the code to our Drive Time phone number. So the code you need to text is SA324, and you text that to our Drive Time number, 0488 808 11. Again, just text in the code SA324 to our Drive Time number, 0488 808 11, and then from there our robot will just reply back to you, get a few details of where to send this book, and this book will be given to you for free as a free gift. That's the Messiah. And so we've got Naomi and we've got Rui here in the studio, and Rui's here because he's presenting some fabulous sessions, and if you're living in the Adelaide area, we've got we invite you to come to these sessions. Naomi, can you just tell us a bit about this?
Sure, yeah. It's on this Friday night, 6 o'clock at 82 Angus Street, Adelaide, which is the same street just up from where the central markets are. So that's at 6 o'clock. And his wife, who's Dr. Rachel, she'll be talking on health and weight management. And on the Saturday, she'll be talking about optimizing mind health and amazing antioxidants. And Rui will be speaking on the Friday night as well, which is at 7 o'clock. And he will be talking about the ugliest picture of God. And on the Sabbath, the rise of the dragon and forever young. So that's at 82 Angus Street, Adelaide. So please, if you're here in Adelaide, please come along. And if you're not, you can contact Faith FM to find out where Rui and Dr. Rachel will be next.
Don't miss out on this weekend only. And so right now we're just going to conclude the program, and we're just going to look at this important question now. We've established that, yes, speaking to God is possible. But I'm conscious many of us might be thinking, then how do we do it? How do we go about it? And so for the final moments of this program, Rui, I'm just wondering, would you mind answering this question? Where do we start with talking to God?
It's important that we understand God's attitude towards us. I'll tell you what prayer isn't. It isn't pleading against the reluctance of God. That is, we don't have to try and move him into compassion, into a sentiment of compassion before he'll do something. Sometimes we plead as if we're trying to overcome his reluctance. The Bible teaches that God is eager to have a relationship with you. You don't need to plead against his reluctance. And you also don't need to move him to compassion, because he already is full of that. And we also don't need to give him permission to do something, because long before we pray, God's already doing something.
He loved us before we were even
absolutely
born.
Absolutely. Mm. Most people, when they pray, they don't understand. We've already said that prayer is just talking. I don't actually like the word prayer. It is a Bible word, but it makes it sound like it's some sort of
foreign thing.
Mm. Something that you have to have certain rules to do. But the Bible's pretty easy. It says to just talk to God. Mm. But there is a divine science that I've found in the Bible, and it's called the ABC of Bible prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And the A stands for ask, and Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Mm. So he told us just to ask, whereas we would our Father. We ask God for something. The B is to believe. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And that's found in Mark 11:24. So we ask. For A is for ask. B is we should believe.
Mm.
And sometimes we don't believe as we should, and that's all right. There was a man who came to Jesus, and he said, I'm having trouble believing. And Jesus said, it's all right. He said, I believe. Help my unbelief. And Jesus can give us that. He can help our unbelief. He can fill us with belief in him.
Mm.
And the third area, this C, is to claim the promise. And Jesus, when he needed a prayer answered, his friend had died, and he needed to raise him from the dead. And he said this. This is how he prayed. He said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me already, and I know that you hear me always." So we ask, we believe, and then we claim the promise that God will do that for us.
Mm.
And that's very different from just hit and hope prayers, isn't it?
That's right. Yes,
very different.
It's also important to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I've got friends who pray to the universe, and I'm like, yeah, but that's like me sort of sending a letter to Adelaide but not addressing it. We have to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Because there is a great deceiver. If you just pray to anything in the universe, you don't know what spirit you're going to get.
That's right. And there's just one warning for prayer, and that is there's only one. God only outlines one area where he will not hear our prayer, and says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, if I regard hatred or anger or towards somebody, then he can't really bless me, because the bottle's full of hate. And Jesus said that our bottles need to be emptied so we can fill them with his love.
And forgiveness as well. So
correct.
God forgives us, so we must forgive others.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, he can't help us.
Absolutely.
It's harder for him to come to us and help us if we've not got unforgiveness.
And the invitation are in beautiful terms. We find this all over the Bible. Mm. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him because he cares for you.
Beautiful.
And that's what he is. He is a father and a friend.
Mm. It's beautiful. In Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Isn't that beautiful?
I love it when things are timely, but we know God's the best timekeeper of them all, and he's a very refuge in times of trouble and there when we need him to be.
And he's always right on time. Mm. He's never late. He's always right on time. And with your life, Rui, I can see that God has really been working in your life and your beautiful wife, Dr. Rachel, that he has led you down the path that you're doing, and you are telling so many people about God's love and the truth and Dr. Rachel in the health. So if you want to see them while they're in Adelaide, it's 6 o'clock on Friday night at 82 Angus Street and 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, and that program will go all day until 3 o'clock.
Wonderful opportunities. Well, thank you so much, Naomi and Rui, for joining us. It's been such a thrill to have you both here, and especially Rui being our guest of honour. Don't miss tomorrow night when your wife will be on and sharing a bit more. Mm-hmm. But before we do close, let's just have a word of prayer to just seek God at this moment. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for the honour and privilege of being able to come to you in prayer. And, Lord, we just pray for us and for those who are listening, Lord, please help us never to hesitate to come to you, to speak to you, to pray to you, Lord, and to receive your friendship and your blessings that you want to pour out upon us. Lord, we just pray you help us, you help our unbelief, Lord, and you help us just come to you. Please grow and develop our friendship with you, Lord, and to be able to give everything to you. We just thank you for this beautiful opportunity you've given us to be able to come to you in prayer at any moment, at any time, and it is 100% possible. We just thank you, Lord, and pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, my dear friends, our time is up for today, but we just want to thank you for joining us this evening and on big Q&A drive time. But, yeah, as I said, tomorrow we've got more special guests. Emily and Naomi will be back, and tomorrow the question is, how do I handle doubts? So that'll be big question tomorrow night. How do I handle doubts? And we really look forward to seeing you there. Before we go, let's just look at some words of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." May God abundantly bless you.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.